fight more faithfully. That's the theme tonight. So, Brother Dennis, come on up. Newbie. Newborn. Newborn, new baptized.
Well, I really had to struggle with this today. Honestly, I had a battle with on myself. So let's stand for the reading of God's Word. First Timothy 6:12. Fight the good faith, fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You may be seated. I don't have a lot to say. It was hard for me, like I said. I mean, there's a lot of battles that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Me, I find myself struggling with the flesh between making choices of good, right, wrong. Well, we are called upon to engage in a ceaseless warfare. In the Christian life, the Christian life is to be lived out on the battlefield. And our worst foes, on our most dangerous enemy, is ourself. The old man. Which dislikes God's word and every wants to sustain man's word. But self has to be denied.
That's right.
Let's turn to Matthew 16:24. Let's see if I can even find it. There it is. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Right.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. His afflictions on the cross. Thank you. Well, his afflictions, and I don't know why it says that. Well, let's just go to Galatians 5:24. I think I wrote something wrong there. Come on. See, and I brought this Bible up here because it was actually marked, and it ain't helping me any better. And they say that our Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. The affections and lust. Yet that is by no means an easy task. always fighting the good fight, no matter what we do in our lives. Back to, you know, back on our text, 16:12, we have a circumstance. Our circumstances are the battleground. The flesh is never long satisfied with circumstances in which God places us, but always wants us to change them to get into another set than we are now in. The circumstances into which God had brought the children of Israel was the wilderness, and they murmured and wished they were back in Egypt. And that is written as a warning for us, the tendencies of the circumstances. Binds our heart to earth when prosperous, to make us satisfied with things we adverse, to make us repine or covet the things which we do not have. I'm going to bring into play someone who actually really fought a real fight of faith. Nor does the Lord call upon us to do something from which He was exempt. Oh, what a fight the captain of our salvation endured, seeing him yonder in the wilderness, 40 days tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts. Mark 1:13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered unto him. And at all times without food, Matthew 4:2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungry. Okay, now I lost my place. How fearlessly the devil assaulted him, renewing his attack again and yet again. And the Savior met and conquered him on the ground of faith, using only the Word of God. See him again in Gethsemane. There the fight was yet fiercer, and so intense were his agony that he sweat great drops of blood. Nor was there any comfort from his disciples. They could not watch with him 1 hour. Yet he triumphed, and that on the ground of faith, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. And he was heard that he feared. Interesting. Hebrews 5:7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with strong crying and tears upon him that was able to save him from death, and he was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them all that obey him.
Amen.
Called of God, a high priest, after the order of
Melchizedek.
Okay. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to utter, seeing your adult appearing. You know, something I've learned through my time, and I've watched this, and I've heard it from our own pastor about this, about our Bible. The Bible is one of the most loved and most hated books of all time. It was the first book ever published and is translated into more than any in history. It is the most read and studied, yet most critiqued book of all. But thousands of years of analysts show it still stands strong. Satan hates it. Atheists deny it. Skeptics mock it. False religions belittle it. Rebels distort it and misuse it. Because the Bible is the Word of God. It humbles us and exposes us and calls us to account for our transgressions. We must endure through all things. Let's see, 1 Corinthians 3:7. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:10-15. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of their hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then we'll go to 2 Timothy 4:5-7. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. We're going to get out here real early. It's pretty short. Well, I do have one thing that matched something that was said at the end of Sunday night service. And it was a song that greatly impacted me. Great is thy faithfulness. The composer was Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. Okay. Had a difficult early life. His health was so fragile that there was periods of time when he was confined to bed, unable to work. Between bouts of his illness, he would have to push himself to put in extra hours at various jobs in order to make ends meet. After coming to Christ at age 27, Thomas found great comfort in the scriptures, and in fact, that God was faithful to be his strength in times of illness and weakness, and to provide his every needs. Lamentations 3:22 through 23 was one of his favorite scriptures. It is of the Lord, Lord's mercies, that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. While away from home on a mission trip, Thomas often wrote to one of his good friends, William Runyon, a relatively unknown musician. Several poems were exchanged in these letters. Runyon found one of William's poems so moving that he decided to compose a musical score to accompany the lyrics. Great is Thy Faithfulness was published in 1923. For several years, the hymn got very little recognition until it was discovered by a Moody Bible Institute professor who loved it so much and requested it sung so often at chapel services that the song became the unofficial theme of the college. He wrote over 1,200 other poems and hymns, including "O to Be Like Thee" and "Living for Jesus." So let us fight more faithfully, stay true to God's word and doctrine, and draw nearer and closer to the Lord and one another. Thank you.